This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Volunteer fire stations across the country routinely struggle to recruit enough people to answer the call. But in a historic Chester County town where the Hispanic and Latinx populations are growing quickly, one local fire department is going beyond simple recruitment. Members are finding a way to sign up more volunteers who speak Spanish. WHYY's Robbie Broad has more.
Union Fire Company has served Oxford since 1871. The firehouse was once the Dickey Building, a nod to the family that put Oxford on the map as a railroad town, the midpoint between Philadelphia and Baltimore. The day I visit the station, firefighter Lupe Nava, her daughter Carolina, and Fire Chief Shane Kinsey are ready to give me a tour. Kinsey quizzes Carolina on her knowledge of trucks and engines.
Is it our primary, or it goes out on mutual response?
Exactly. Engine 2 is basically this very similar piece to Engine 1.
Carolina and Lupe began volunteering at the station in 2018. Lupe says she wanted to give back to her community in some way.
This was a perfect opportunity to get my feet wet and join something and do something. Also be a good role model for my kids so they also would hopefully follow behind me and do something to help out.
Her daughter Carolina wanted the same thing.
I thought about joining the fire department before, and then my mom joined and made it a lot easier to make that decision.
Lupe's parents, Carolina's grandparents, were born in Mexico, and they all speak Spanish at home. Those skills are in big demand, since 1 in 3 Oxford residents are Hispanic or Latinx. The Spanish-speaking population in this area has tripled in the last 20 years. Lupe says her language skills helped a few weeks ago when a grease fire broke out at the home of a woman who only spoke Spanish.
She was cooking with oil, which is a very Hispanic thing. I knew that because of being Hispanic, the way I cook, I was able to talk to that mother and explain to her what was going on, and vice versa. Firefighters, just anybody barging into your home can be a scary situation.
A few years ago, the station had just one Spanish-speaking firefighter to serve its 92-square-mile jurisdiction. Chief Kinsey remembers a time when evacuating a building took too long because the firefighters couldn't explain the problem to residents.
They didn't understand what was going on because they really didn't see anything, and they were in an area of the building that wasn't affected by the odor of the gas. And, you know, we had some difficulty and finally had to get somebody who was bilingual to assist us to get everybody out of the building.
But Union has recently expanded their outreach to the Spanish-speaking community with part of a FEMA grant distributed by the Chester County Fire Chiefs Association. Neil Vaughn chairs the association's Recruitment and Retention Committee.
There's no training manual, or there's no one set manual for kind of how that community changes. So it's just learning the culture and learning to get the word out to that culture to see, you know, kind of say, hey, we need help.
The recruitment campaign involves reaching out to community centers, running ads in Spanish language media, and distributing brochures. Of the 30 firefighters recruited to the station during the campaign, 4 of them speak Spanish fluently. Chief Kinsey says he isn't stopping there.
It's a significant portion of our population. Traditionally, the Latino community as a whole is somewhat underrepresented in the fire service, and it's something we'd like to see move forward with getting more members from that community.
He says, eventually, he would like everyone in the fire company to speak Spanish.
It would be good for us to have somebody that's bilingual on every call, but within a volunteer fire service, you know, that number is kind of questionable.
For Lupe, responding to emergencies and being able to listen to people when seconds count helps her connect with Oxford's Hispanic community.
Being able to get down to that level of speaking to another Hispanic, I enjoy it, just because it brings me back to my main roots. I don't get that often, like I said, besides my mom, that I speak Spanish to. So being able to talk to somebody on their level is nice to get to know them as well.
Union Fire Company is hoping that recruiting Spanish speakers will help in 2 ways: bridging the language barrier and reaching a pool of potential volunteers who may have never thought there was a home for them in the firehouse. Robbie Broad, WHYY News.